to the first episode of this podcast, Men Ain't Shit. My name's Karen Sue, and I'm super excited to share this new podcast with you. I just wanted to share a little bit about myself first. I'm 21 years old. I go to Chapman University. Right now, I'm studying communication with a minor in sociology. And I also work at Disneyland. And before you ask me, no, I will not get you in for free. So this podcast, I think, is going to be super fun. Like the title says, I'm going to be talking about how men ain't shit. So we're going to talk about stories, personal stories, personal experiences I've had with shit men. We'll talk about cheating, lying, catcalling, stalking, and so much more. And occasionally, I'm going to also have a few friends come on the show and share their experiences as well. So I think that'll be really fun. And so let's just get into it. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about how men can't commit. And I saw a tweet on Twitter the other day, and that kind of sparked this whole conversation. It said, men be like, I like you a lot, but I'm going through a lot with daylight savings time and having to stop for gas on my way to work once a week. I just don't really have time to commit to you. What? No! I don't understand why men just find it really hard to commit. They just find any little excuse to just string you along and play you. Like, why can't you just be upfront with your feelings? You know, like, I feel like it'd be really easy for you to find someone else that doesn't want to be in a relationship. If you obviously know that I do, then why are you, you know, trying to just hurt my feelings on purpose? Like, that's really fucked up, you know? So with all that being said, we're going to get into the story that I have to share today. Aha. So just to preface my story, just gonna give you a little background, it all started with me downloading Tinder. So the reason I downloaded Tinder was because I'm just an awkward person and I don't know how to do human interaction, especially if I like someone. I just can't talk to someone if I like them. I get really quiet and awkward and I just don't even want to make eye contact with them. It sucks. So, you know, all my friends were on Tinder, they were just doing it for fun, and I wasn't having, like, too much luck with my dating life. Like, I wasn't desperate or anything, I wasn't looking for it, but I was just kind of tired of being single, and I wasn't expecting too much out of Tinder. I was like, at least it's gonna boost my confidence, you know, guys were gonna tell me how pretty I am, and, you know, I'm an attention whore, so I love that. And I'm gonna do, like, later on a whole longer episode about my whole Tinder journey and all the crazy dudes I've met and all the dates I've been on. But for now, I'm just gonna talk about this one specific dude that I dated. And I use dated loosely because apparently we weren't dating to him. Anyways, I also might dedicate another episode just for him because this guy ain't fucking shit. Okay. So I met this guy on Tinder. We're gonna call him Oscar. So I met Oscar on Tinder and we talked for a while. I think the main thing that I really liked about his profile was he had his cat on his profile. And I was like, I love animals. Like, you know, that's so cute. So we were talking and then we met up and we went on a date. And it went well. It went really well. And he was kind of the first person I've ever really dated. Like, I've been on, like, dates and stuff, but he was, like, the longest relationship I've been in, I guess. And we dated for about 3 months, and he lived in LA, but he was originally from Chicago, and I live in Orange County, so it's kind of a far drive, you know? And we never had, like, a defining the relationship moment, but it was kind of just implied, you know? We told each other that we weren't seeing other people, we spent a good amount of time with each other, like, we lived kind of far from each other. We spent, like, almost, like, every other day together, I want to say. Like, yeah, we've spent a lot of time together. And it seemed like we were in a relationship. Like, we did things that people in a relationship would do. And we even talked about, like, our future together and things like that. So, whatever. Fast forward. One day, he just told me that he was going to go home to Chicago for, like, a few months, for, like, 2-3 months, and I was like, oh, wait, what? Like, this is coming out of nowhere. He's never said anything about this, and obviously, it's something, like, you plan beforehand, right? Like, that's far. Like, you have to buy plane tickets, you have to, you know, do everything. Like, he knew he was going home to Chicago, but he didn't want to say anything to me, apparently. So then the question came up, are we still gonna see each other while you're in Chicago? Like, what, are we gonna end this? Like, what's happening, you know? And he said, yeah, I still want to see you. But then all of a sudden he admits, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship. Like, you're really going to spring this on me now, dude? Like, we've been dating each other for like a whole 3 months. And we've had conversations about our future and everything, and you're really just gonna bring this up now? And, like, he tells me, you know, I don't care if you see other people. Like, we're gonna put a break on things, I guess, you know? And he's, but apparently it's not a relationship, so I don't even know what this is. Apparently we were just friends to him, which really shocked me. And this whole thing, my initial reaction, I was really upset. I was like, why don't you care if I see other people, you know? I thought we were dating, you know? But apparently to him, we weren't. So, you know, he told me it's fine. You can see other people if you want in Chicago or while I'm in Chicago. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to waste any time being upset over this. I'm just going to move on with my life, right? So before he left, I asked him, like, can we hang out one more time before you leave? Like, I just really want to see you. And, you know, of course, he left me on read. He didn't respond to my text. And then a few days later, he responded, or he sent me a Snapchat of, like, a picture of him at the airport. It was his cat in, like, the little carrier thing or whatever at the airport. And there was, like, a Chicago geofilter. So homeboy got up, left, flew Chicago, and didn't fucking say anything. Okay, homie, like, that's cool. Like, whatever, I don't fucking care. Like, whatever. Like, at first I was obviously hurt about this because he, you know, he didn't care about my feelings. Like, at this time, I was, like, going through finals and I was really stressed. I was like, I just want to see you once. Like, just get my mind off things. I was so stressed at this time. And he knew that, but he was just like, okay, whatever, I'm just going to leave. Bye. Ugh! But I was like, again, I was like, okay, I'm not going to waste time crying over this fucking dumbass. So I downloaded Tinder again. Because on our first date, we literally, together, we deleted Tinder. We both deleted it. That's what you do when you're in a relationship, right? Whatever. He's dumb. So I downloaded Tinder again, and I started talking to a few guys, and things were going well, so I went on one date. And I went to go get boba with this guy, but I wasn't really vibing with him, so things didn't go too far. And, you know, Oscar, you know, of course, he starts messaging me again. Like, all of a sudden, like, he just had, like, some spidey senses. He knew that I was, like, talking to other people, I guess, whatever. And he asked me, he's like, have you been seeing other people? And I was like, yeah. I told him about the date I went on. He freaks the fuck out. And he's like, I don't understand. I don't want to be talking to someone who's talking to other people. And I'm like, dude, you literally told me to see other people while you were gone. He was like, he literally told me, he's like, I don't want you to wait for me, blah, 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 go see other people. And he's like, oh, he denies it. I never said that. I sent him screenshots of the texts of him saying that. And he, like, changes his mind. He's like, oh, that's not what I meant. Blah, blah, blah. What else could you fucking mean? You literally said, you should see other people. What else could that fucking mean, you dipshit? And so he just suddenly changes his mind, you know? And he's, now that he suddenly wants me all to himself just because he has a little competition, because other guys are interested in me. Like, no, dude, that's not how it works. Like, you had your chance. Now, you fucked it up, you know, so it's over. But, you know, I'm stupid, so I keep talking to him because I'm an attention whore, and I can get anyone's attention, apparently, on Tinder. Like, whatever, because Tinder sucks, and everyone just wants to have sex. You know, whatever. But yeah, anyways, he was just being such a huge hypocrite, and, like, I don't know what he's doing in Chicago or who he's doing in Chicago, and I'm not his girlfriend. We're not even dating, apparently. We're just friends. So it's, I can do whatever the fuck I want, right? He doesn't own me. I don't belong to him. So I just don't really understand how, when I explicitly told him in the beginning of when we were dating that I wanted a relationship, and he denies I ever said that. He denies that he ever said that I should see other people. He just denies a lot of things. And he's, like, just a really shitty person, you know? And that was the end of the story. But, you know, don't worry. Oscar will make another appearance. He will return. Because that is not even the worst of what he did. Just wait until you hear what he did after he came back from Chicago. Because, you know, I'm dumb, too. And I, for some reason, decided to keep seeing him. But anyways, we'll get into that in a future episode. So thank you so much for listening to my first episode of Men Ain't Shit. And if you want to hear more, I'm going to be uploading a new episode every Tuesday. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can also follow this podcast on Instagram. It's at Men Ain't Shit Podcast. So thank you again for listening to my first episode of this podcast. If you have any feedback for me, please let me know. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye.